American farmers and ranchers may have predators and feral animals that pose problems to their business. The same can be said here in Central Australia. But the challenging animal is a camel. It's part of our Best of 2014 series, and it's next on the American Countryside.
Growing corn and soybeans is about more than just your yield. More than a job well done, it's a realization that this is what you were meant to do. We're with you. It's what Micogen Seeds is all about. A shared passion for the life of your land, for the life that you love. It's more than just another day. It's your moment. And with Micogen Seeds, this is just the beginning. Visit acresofpossibility.com to learn more.
Well, folks, we recently returned from our agricultural adventure to Hawaii with a group of listeners, and plans are already underway for our next journey. Join us for a trip to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll see agriculture, a muskox farm, and even a trip to see the world's largest vegetables at the Alaska State Fair. And we'll stay at the Princess Lodge at Denali National Park, ride the Alaskan Railroad, and even pan for gold. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Early travelers to Central Australia imported camels to help make the trek into the interior. When roads and cars arrived, the camels were turned loose. Today, feral camels are a problem for ranchers like Lindy Severin.
So we are the first fence that the feral population comes to. Just out to the southwest of us is the heaviest density of the feral camel population.
Camels thrive in this climate, but they also do a lot of damage.
But the issue is that they're a feral pest. The law says that as landholders, we must control feral pests on our property. To meet our legal obligations, we shoot them.
Some say ranchers should capture the camels and sell them. However, the cost of capturing and marketing camels far outweighs the price of selling them.
They'll eat the grass, they'll eat the trees, they'll eat the shrubs, as do cows, but camels do a lot more damage to them while they're doing it. And the issue with the feral populations is that they can move in mobs of thousands.
And if the camels decide to drink, well, they'll drink a water hole dry. Plus, those gangly legs will drag a barbed wire fence for miles if they should decide to go through it.
So to build a fence that keeps a camel out costs about $20,000 a kilometre, as opposed to about $2,000 a kilometre for a fence that we would build for the cows.
In 2007, the ranch lost over 80 miles of fence to camels in a six-week period. It took 3.5 years to build them back. It's an amazing landscape and a very interesting place to make a living. Remember, you can hear the full interview on the scenic route at AmericanCountryside.com. Traveling the countryside at Curtin Springs Station, Australia, I'm Andrew McRae.